is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Welcome to the fifth edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable episode will drop around the 15th of each month. May's roundtable question is, what is the number one intangible trait that you look for in a player that you believe will lead to their success, and why? Our coaching lineup this month includes John Beck from Pure Sweat Basketball, Rob Brost from Bolingbrook High School in Bolingbrook, Illinois, Chris Delisio from Olmsted Falls High School in Olmsted Falls, Ohio, Liam Flynn, an Australian professional basketball coach, Jason Fry from Pure Sweat Basketball, Joe Harris from Lake Chelan High School in Lake Chelan, Washington, Bobby Jordan from IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, Alicia Komaki from Sierra Canyon High School in Chatsworth, California, Nick Legalbo from Lane Tech High School in Chicago, Illinois, Scott Roussatz from Covington Catholic High School in Covington, Kentucky, Mark Schultz from Clark State in Springfield, Ohio, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Schulman from University of Alabama, Huntsville, Joe's Decision from Unleashed Potential in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and John Wilkham, the author of Walk On Warrior. You'll want to make sure that you have your pen and paper handy as you hear each of our roundtable questions share their number one intangible trait that they look for in a player that they believe will lead to the player's success. You can subscribe to the Hoopheads Pod on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, or YouTube so you never miss an episode. Leave us a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to help others in the basketball community find the show. If you haven't already, please tell a coaching colleague or friend about the Hoopheads podcast so they can listen and learn from some of the best minds in the game.
John Beck, Pure Sweat Basketball.
Hey guys, John Beck with Pure Sweat Basketball. I want to thank you guys again for having me on the podcast. I believe the number one most intangible trait that will help lead to the success of a player is just their attitude. And I don't mean their attitude, you know, when things are going well. I'm talking about, you know, when there's challenges, setbacks, even failures. Most of them that see those challenges, that's just more than they can handle. They feel overwhelmed and anxious, and then it ends up leading to a lack of self-confidence. And ultimately their performance suffers, or even worse, they'll just give up or just quit, you know. I think this is kind of an entitlement phase everyone likes to talk about with younger kids and with parenting. And I just feel like if it's not, you know, handed to them, given to them, they feel like it's just, you know, it should be that way, and it's not always that way. So I just feel like people that just accept and they just know going in that it's not always going to go their way. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be multiple failures. They're not going to have good days, but they just kind of like it in a weird way. I think those are the most dangerous people. You know, they'll face, you know, fears and failures head on. They learn from it. They learn to adjust. They learn to cope. They learn to actually come back for more, get better, prepare, and just come back better each day. You know, regardless of whether they're having good days or not, they just constantly are preparing. A player's attitude towards adversity and facing it, I think, is just a huge predictor of their success in the long run. Most successful people are just, they're not rattled by challenges or setbacks. And especially in a fast-paced game like basketball or any sport, you know, there's going to be hundreds of mistakes, you know, adversity all throughout the game. Obviously, we talk about how sports prepares, you know, players for life. Successful players, they're not going to whine. They're not going to complain. They're not going to sulk the same way successful people are. They see the problem, and they go to work to fix the problem. Players with bad attitudes are the exact opposite. They're hard to coach. They're hard to teach. They're hard to be around, period. I think the kids with the great attitudes are the ones who want to learn, who want to be coached. They're the ones who always play for those same reasons, you know, just wanting to constantly be coached, be challenged, and know that it's not going to be easy. Attitude, I think, is the number one key component for success in basketball and in every aspect of life. So I hope this guys helps answer your guys' question. And again, thank you so much for having me on.
Rob Brost, Bolingbrook High School, Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Hey guys, Rob Brost here from Bolingbrook High School. This month's roundtable question, what is the number one intangible trait that you look for in a player that you believe will lead to their success and why? I truly believe one of the most important, if not the most important traits that a player can have nowadays is the ability to be coached or to be coachable. And a lot of kids, and parents for that matter, say that they're coachable, and I don't know if they really understand the exact meaning of that. But being coachable is one of the most important life skills that you can have, because you never want to be a person that thinks they know everything. And being coachable means that you are leaving room for the possibility for improvement and the possibility that you don't know everything. And I think the ability to be coached in a manner that leads to both individual and team growth is something that's missing from a lot of today's athletes. And obviously, I'm not just talking about basketball, but in this case, basketball is what brings us together. That's the topic at hand. But I think being coachable is a life skill. And for you to have a productive life, for you to improve, for you to excel, peak and maximize all of your abilities, being coachable is very, very important. Whether we're talking basketball, whether you're a coach, whether you're a parent, certainly as a parent, I can be coachable and learn from others as well, learn from my parents, learn from other parents as I'm parenting my children. So I think being coachable is one of the most valuable traits, not only for basketball, but for life itself. And it really enhances a person's ability to get better and become a better version of themselves.
Chris Delisio, Olmsted Falls High School, Olmsted Falls, Ohio.
I think the number one intangible trait that you're looking for a successful player is mental toughness. I think that that's a trait when you have a player like that is going to carry over into so many other parts of their game. I think when you get a kid who's mentally tough in the offseason, they're going to put the time in for the skill workouts. They're not going to miss workouts in the weight room. When it comes time for the season, these are going to be the guys that are coachable. They're really good teammates. They can handle when things go wrong in the court. They can go next play. Because they have that mental toughness, they're probably willing to do the difficult things on the floor that a lot of kids aren't willing to do because of their mental toughness. And I think you're just going to see kind of that snowball effect where that toughness is applied to every part of their game. Their character probably shows up in their academics in the classroom. So, you know, I think that that's probably number one on our list to be able to really have kids that are successful on the basketball court and off the basketball court as well.
Coach Liam Flynn, Australian professional basketball coach.
The number one trait I look for in a player is resilience. To me, it's a skill as much as dribbling is a skill and shooting is a skill. The ability to dust yourself off and move on to the next play at high speed is crucial both on the court and in everyday life. In a strictly basketball sense, resilience manifests itself in so many ways. When a player misses a shot or turns the ball over, their ability to sprint back straight onto defense with urgency and make up for the mistake. Or if they are playing defense off the ball, making that one last rotation with an outstretched hand to contest the final shot from the opponent. In day-to-day basketball, it's the player who can get over not playing much on the weekend, but bring total professionalism to the next practice. Athleticism and elite skills are important building blocks to the success of a basketball player, but resilience is the foundation with which these blocks are built on, in my opinion.
Jason Fry, Pure Sweat Basketball.
Good morning, Hoopheads Nation. This is Coach Jay Fry addressing the roundtable question of what is the one intangible trait that you're looking for in a player that will lead to their success. Here is my number one trait. We're going with perseverance. Perseverance is what is going to get your butt out of bed. It's going to get you to make your bed, to build the discipline to make the bed so that you experience your wins every single day. Perseverance is constantly looking for ways to celebrate small wins. Every time you do that, you're creating a mental habit of winning, and that's what we want to do. I'm going to talk about five different times at which you're going to need to persevere in order for you to be successful. The first one will be shooting. You're going to need to persevere through a lot of bad days. Shooting, great shooting, is about failure. You're going to fail a ton. You're going to miss a ton. What you need to do is stay focused and persevere by following your plan. What is my number one task that I need to do as a shooter to make more shots? What is my coach telling me? I'm going to get so good at doing that one task that I have to find another task because it has become habitual. So shooting, stay focused on your task, persevere through that task, and then move forward. The second part will be extremely crucial, and that is the weight room. You need to persevere through the weight room. Your body is meant to break down in order to build up. That's what we need to do. The breakdown is never fun. It's the leg day. I gotta do heavy lunges today. Well, that's pretty difficult. You're gonna have to persevere. You're gonna have to push through. It's gonna hurt a little bit, but I'm gonna get a whole lot better. I'm gonna get a whole lot stronger, which will equate to me being a better player on the floor. The third piece will become practice. You will have to persevere through practice. The seasons are long. You will have to go through January and February, times at which you don't want to practice. Your November and December time frame will be a time at which coaches are extremely hard on you to make sure that what you're doing is exactly what they need to do for you to be successful in your role and for that role to initiate success for the team. Okay, so be perseverant in practice. It's going to be difficult. You're going to have to run. You're going to have to repeat things over and over. You're going to have to get yelled at, but you're going to have to persevere through it. The fourth piece is games. You will have to persevere in games. You will have to play 31 minutes straight with 1 minute left on the clock and find some type of energy, find some type of enthusiasm to push through and persevere. You're going to be down 10. What are you going to do? You have to persevere. Your best player is out. You have to persevere. The referee is going to make a bad call, and there's going to be more than one, but that's all right. You're going to push through, and you're going to persevere that time frame. Change your mindset, change your attitude, and let's move forward. The fifth and last thing is the off season. We are in it right now. What are you doing to become better? You are going to have to persevere and fight through the times at which everyone wants you to go somewhere with them instead of being in the gym. You're going to have people who want to go take you to the movie, who wants to go to the mall, who wants to go swimming, who wants to just party, who wants to live life. That is fine. But you got to persevere and push through and get your stuff done first. Follow a plan, stick to that plan, persevere, and then keep getting better. That's all from me. God bless.
Joe Harris, Lake Chelan High School, Lake Chelan, Washington.
Hoopshead Nation, this is Joe Harris from Lake Chelan High School, and it's time for roundtable question number 5. This month we've been asked, what is the number one intangible trait that you would look for in a player that you believe will lead to their success? I believe being humble and accountable go hand in hand. Having inner confidence is good, but being cocky is rarely good. And unfortunately, sometimes a player's ego gets in the way of their success. But if you have a firm control over your ego, you really have no problem being held accountable by yourself or by others, and then taking responsibility for the things that are your fault instead of passing the buck. And then when things are going great for yourself or your team, a great athlete doesn't take the credit. They deflect the credit to the team for their success. These two things develop trust, which we know is a cornerstone of any high-functioning team. And I believe accountability and being humble are those two crucial traits for an athlete of any level.
Bobby Jordan, IMG Academy, Bradenton, Florida.
the number one trait that I look for in a player that I always feel will lead to success is their work ethic and their dedication to the game. I feel like guys who are in the gym constantly, who love the game, they just don't like the game, they just don't enjoy what comes with basketball, but they truly love the game. I always feel like guys like that will improve throughout time. They will help your team win. You might not see quick results from them, but over the course of the season, you will see it. I had a guy on my team this year who was not in our starting lineup to start the year, just kept working, bought into what we were doing, was in the gym before practice, after practice, working on his game. And by the end of the season, he was in our starting lineup, made a big shot in one of our biggest games of the year to lead us to a victory. And it just showed me that guys that really put in the work and love the game always come out with a sense of confidence in themselves, and that ultimately leads to success for you, for your team.
Alicia Kamaki, Sierra Canyon High School, Chatsworth, California.
I think the number one intangible trait that I look for in a player is grit. I think it leads to success because I think grit comes kind of all-encompassing with passion and perseverance and toughness and failure bounce back and motivation, strong work ethic, mental toughness. And so I think having grit conquers the toughest part of success, which is the mental game.
Nick LaGalbo, Lane Tech High School, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Nick LaGalbo from Lane Tech High School in Chicago. This month's installment, the question was asked, what is the number one trait that as a coach I look for in a player to try to measure success? And to me, it's probably the same as a lot of the coaches on the podcast today, but I think being coachable is paramount for a player's success. You know, obviously, a lot of players come in and at all different abilities naturally, and obviously different levels of work ethic, you know, come into play. But I think, you know, when you're someone who's coachable, asking questions, going out of your way to seek coaches out, to get extra help, to get into the gym a little early and to be a sponge and try to soak in the experience and learn from not only your coaches but your teammates, being able to handle criticism and understanding that criticism isn't, you know, meant to hurt you or hinder you. It's meant to kind of point out where areas of growth can take place. I think those are the players that really set themselves apart. You know, we've had a lot of guys in our program come and go, and the guys who really seek coaches out, you know, make eye contact, shake hands, coach, how you doing, what can I do to improve, come after practice, ask questions, watch film. But again, at the end of the day, it all comes back down to wanting to be coached, understanding how to take criticism, and working to, you know, attack excellence gaps and get better. I think that's what it's all about and what it comes down to. So that would be my answer for that. You know, coaches look for guys that are coachable, and players that are coachable usually set themselves apart. Hope this helps everyone, and best of luck to all of you guys listening, and thanks again for all that you do.
Scott Roussatz, Covington Catholic High School, Covington, Kentucky.
This is Scott Roussatz from Covenant Catholic, and this month's roundtable question is, what is the number one intangible trait that you look for in a player that you believe will lead to their success and why? I would have to say that a player that is a willing passer is the biggest intangible trait that we look for in a player these days. All players want to score. We're looking for the player that can not only score but can also create situations for their teammates to be successful. So I'd say that intangible is being a willing passer when the occasion arises.
Mark Schultz, Clark State, Springfield, Ohio.
What's going on, guys? It's Mark Schultz here from Clark State. Thanks again for having me on the show. This month's question, what is the number one intangible trait that you look for in a player you believe will lead to their success and why? I think the number one intangible trait is just body language. You know, from a coaching perspective, I think body language is very telling as to what a player is going to do next. You know, when there are bad calls, when guys get taken out of games, whether it's just an expression they wear on their face or actually, you know, reacting and throwing their arms up or something. You know, typically when you have a negative reaction, I think it's going to affect you, the way you approach the next play. You know, you won't play as loose. You'll be, you know, a little more angry and kind of focused on the wrong things. I think another place where intangibles come into play is with recruiting. I mean, when I'm looking to recruit guys, you know, unless they're a high level talent, you know, no coach wants to recruit a guy that's pouting and crying when he comes out of the game, or no coach wants to recruit a guy that's not giving high fives to his teammates or helping them up after taking charges. So I think to answer the question, you know, just body language. I think actions speak louder than words, and there's no better example than a player's body language.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, this is Don Showalter with USA Basketball. And the question for today is, what is the number one intangible trait that you would look for in a player you believe to lead to their success and why? I think the number one intangible trait for all players would be really being a good teammate. I think this is something that will take them in life. They will use being a good teammate in the job they have, in their family, being a great husband, as well as in the basketball coaching world. So I think that's a great intangible trait, just being a good teammate, making sure that it's not about you, it's about the team, it's about other people, and being very positive about this. Thank you.
John Shulman, University of Alabama, Huntsville, and the 720 Sports Group.
Yes, this is John Shulman. Question is, what's the number one intangible trait to lead to success and why? Very difficult question. I'm not sure there is just one. The intangibles are, you know, effort, heart, what's below that left pec muscle. And that's always been the biggest thing for me. Toughness and grit is traits that you cannot really see. Being a great teammate is fantastic, and I think will be a indicator on success in life. But you ask for the success on the court. I think it's heart. I think it's effort. I think you've got to be able to get in the gym and want to be in the gym and be coachable. And when things don't go right, not make excuses and get back in the gym. It's having the it factor. An it factor is probably the hardest thing in basketball to put your finger on. But some kids have the it factor and some kids don't. What makes a kid have the it factor? You know, why does that kid always win? I would say it probably goes back to heart and effort. In today's day and age, when it's easy to quit and it's easy to lose, and guys are not putting out the effort that is needed to be play the game properly, I think it probably goes back to effort and heart is now a skill. Back in the day, it didn't used to be a skill, but now it's a skill. And if you have heart and effort, that means you want to be successful, you want to get in the gym, you want to win. And I think at the end of the day, that's probably the intangible on trying to be having the it factor. But a really good question and a very difficult one, as you can tell, to explain and to try to really put your finger on it.
Joe's Decision, Unleash Potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe's Decision, Unleash Potential. This month's question is, what is the one intangible that will lead to a player's success? I really believe that for me, the one intangible that will lead to a player's success is being coachable. With that is the idea of being a learn-it-all. I think they go hand in hand. Yeah, I know a lot of people have heard the saying that an uncoachable player will lead to an unemployable adult. I really believe in if a player is very coachable, they're going to have not only success on your team or as an individual, but they're also going to have success in life, because we all go through times when we might not like something that a coach is saying or a boss is saying. But if you're coachable and willing to learn and get better, I think that will carry on to all kinds of success, not only in the on the basketball court, but also in life. You know, I go back to some of my best teams when I was a head coach at Carlisle High School in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. My best teams sometimes weren't the most talented teams. They were the teams that were the most coachable. Sometimes when you have talent, teams that are very, very talented, it's more of a challenge because to achieve success, because sometimes they have a know-it-all attitude and maybe not a learn-it-all attitude, and they're harder to coach. So I really believe if you have, you know, a player that is coachable, I think the sky's the limit, because they're always striving to get better. They're always striving to learn. And I think, again, that carries on through life in the workplace, in the family, in any team that they're a part of. You know, and I go back to something that I heard Kevin Eastman tell me one time when he was with the World Championship Boston Celtics, back when they had KG and Paul Pierce. And when KG came into the Celtic locker room for the first time and told Coach Rivers that he wanted him to be coached, he wanted him to coach him harder than anybody else on the team. So here's probably the best player on that team asking to be coached the hardest. He was, you know, it's one of his intangibles that really made KG one of the best players of all time in the NBA, because he was willing to always learn more. You know, another story he told was, you know, one time in practice things weren't going well and he wasn't doing something correctly, and Doc subbed him out, and he was really upset and wanted to go stay on the floor until he got it right. He wanted to be coached and he wanted to learn. So he went off on his own on the sideline and worked on the skill or the technique that he was messing up on the floor because Doc had subbed him out of the practice. So that's an intangible thing. That's something that, you know, that you can develop, being coached and being willing to learn and not having the know-it-all mentality. And again, I just think that that is the most important, you know, intangible that a player could have, because I think if they have that, then they can achieve all kinds of success, not only on the basketball court, but in life.
John Wilkham, author of Walk On Warrior.
Hey everybody, this is John Wilkham coming to you from Vancouver, Washington. It's a beautiful day here, and I'm excited to answer this month's roundtable question about what intangible that I would love to see in a player. The number one thing for me is just hunger, that desire to want something so bad that you're going to do whatever it takes. You're going to be super coachable. You're going to put in the hours when nobody's around, and you're just not going to have any doubt that you're not going to make it. When I was at Marquette as a walk-on, I'll never forget the stories about Dwayne Wade showing up to campus with just a laundry bag full of stuff. And basically, he knew that this was his one and only opportunity to make it as a professional basketball player. I think when you have that mentality that no matter what happens, you're going to make it, and that singular focus, you can really do some amazing things, whether your goal at the end of the day is to become a great basketball player, business person, or whatever you set your mind to.
Thanks for listening to the Coach's Corner Roundtable number 5 on the Hoopheads podcast, and we'll catch you on our next episode. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.